Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Thank you, Edith. Hello, it's Scott. Back on Radio 1 for the way home. Hi, Chops.
Are you alright?
Yeah, I'm still buzzing from that incredible Killers gig last night. Well, you told me they were good. I've seen them once
really
before,
good.
But in a setting like that, the Royal Albert Hall, just a beautiful place, and just people like as far up as you can see in the Albert Hall. Unbelievable. Zayn kicked off with a wicked DJ set as well. He's so good.
He is the best live DJ.
Yeah. So that got everyone hyped up. I loved Human. I loved, the end, which was All These Things That I've Done. Mr. Brightside was amazing. When You Were Young was amazing. Ah, it was so good.
All These Things That I've Done is such the best track to finish on.
Yeah. Because my mate was like, oh, if we don't go now, then we're going to get stuck in loads of traffic. I was like, we're not leaving. Because that was the kind of finale. We're not leaving.
Were you right in the middle, downstairs?
I wasn't. No, I was just near Paul McCartney. And me and Greg James were trying to shadow his dance moves. I don't think he saw us. That would
just
be bad.
Paul McCartney.
We were quite near Paul McCartney.
Were you in the VIP bit, by any chance? Were you in the VIP bit?
I could see Paul McCartney, and I could see James Corden. He was dancing as well, but not in the same way.
Right, you must have been in the VIP bit. Or did you have some of those binoculars that they give you?
Yeah, I took those binoculars they take to the opera. James Corden was dancing in a very different way to Paul McCartney, though.
Is there any Radio 1 event that James Corden hasn't been to?
No, absolutely not.
There is one.
Oh.
Barraoke.
Oh, yeah. Mm. The one that we...
The one that we actually needed him for.
Yeah.
He didn't go to.
That's true.
Every other Radio 1 event, he manages to blag his way into.
He is a good blagger, though. Fair play.
Brilliant blagger.
It's just that the one event we could have really done with him at, he didn't turn up at.
We could have had Paul McCartney there as well, actually, but, you know.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Love her. Katy Perry, Hot and Cold, it's Radio 1. I haven't seen the video yet. I'm guessing why you love it, though.
Why?
Because she's hot.
No, there's a very good storyline.
Okay. I was talking to a friend earlier about what I should get my mum for Christmas. Do you know why this inspired me? Because I noticed that earlier, the Christmas dinner sandwich is now available in that sandwich shop with the French-sounding name down the road. And that got me thinking about Christmas presents.
Really?
Yeah, you know the one that where their sandwiches are ready to eat, as is the rest of their food?
Yes.
That one.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
The Christmas dinner sandwich is now officially available. Oh, God.
Oh, there's still, if we start eating 7 or 8 weeks to go to Christmas?
If we start eating them now, we're not going to want any on Christmas Day, are we? No, sorry, Mum, I don't want all that dinner you prepared. I've been eating the Christmas Day sandwich.
How do they get a full Christmas dinner into a sandwich?
It's amazing, though. Like stuffing, cranberry, all that's in there.
Roast potatoes?
Don't think the potatoes are in.
Well, it's not a proper Christmas dinner.
So, you know I normally forget my mum's birthday every year.
Yeah?
I'm trying to plan ahead this year with the old Christmas present, okay?
Well, you're going
to
get her a sandwich?
No.
You're going to get her a Christmas dinner sandwich for Christmas?
No.
Bless her.
So, my friend earlier, when I was talking to him about this, made a suggestion, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've seen these. You must have done. These things that are advertised, where you send someone to have a makeover. Have you seen these?
Right.
And they have their photo done by a professional photographer in their quite old-fashioned photography studio.
Right.
Now, what does that say to you if you open that on Christmas Day? Here you are, here's a makeover. What does that say if you get that as a present?
It's basically saying that the person you're giving it to is a bit rough.
Yeah.
And ought to take a bit more care of themselves.
Absolutely.
Your mum doesn't need that.
No. Now, in the adverts, have you seen some of the adverts for these? And they sometimes have them in the shop window as well, the little portraits that they do.
Yes.
It looks like what they do... And maybe if someone has done this themselves, they could tell me, okay, 8199. It looks like they slap loads of makeup on you,
yeah.
Like a lot, trowel it on,
yeah.
Right? Then they give you a fairly stupid haircut, take a photo of you looking happy in soft focus, and then it looks like you were some kind of catalogue model from the 1970s.
That's exactly it.
Right.
And they're normally blurred.
They are.
Is that what you meant by soft focus?
That's the soft focus. Because what they do, they put a soft focus lens on.
Right.
So it looks like you're in heaven or something.
Is heaven or soft focus?
That's what I'm imagining it to be like. I hope it is. I really hope it is.
Yeah.
We'll all look fabulous. But, I mean, if anyone's had these done, let me know on 8199, because my friend thinks it's a really good present for my mum. I don't think
I
so
don't
as
at
much.
All.
And if anyone's had these done where you're like, you know, I just imagine that it's on the wall and someone's like, is that is that a relative of yours from 30 years ago? No, that was me here in 2008. Let me know how it went for you, please. I want to know if the makeover was any good or not.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So many people have received these makeovers with the photo and stuff for Christmas. Carly was 16. She had some done. It was horrific. Her mum, sadly, and she keeps asking her to take it down, has got one massive one of her framed in the hall. She was 16 but looked about 80 because of all the hair and makeup. You do end up looking a little bit like an Eastern European lady of the night,
They're quite often, not real fur, obviously, but they tend to wrap people in fake fur in these things, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
I don't know what the fashion term for that
some
is.
People are saying, some people are saying they had them done and they loved it. They got properly pampered while they were doing it, drank cocktails, they got all their hair done properly, nice makeup. Some people, not so much.
But you still, it still looks like you come from a bygone age.
Yeah, you do. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jane.
Hi, Jane, where are you?
Oh, I'm in Horsham.
Have you had the makeover?
I did, about 5 years ago.
And?
Well, it's really weird. You sort of go in and you have your makeup done. I mean, honestly, I look like Lily Savage at the end of it. and you have to take your top off, and then they wrap this sort of sheet round you to cover
your
modesty.
Top off?
Well, sort of just to cover your modesty, so you've got bare shoulders and that.
And now you're wearing a sheet.
So they wrap sort of feather boas and fur and all stuff round you. But my favourite one was the leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. So you look like a transvestite in a sheet with a leather jacket over the sheet?
Yes.
Amazing. And
with very long dangly earrings.
Oh, that's nice. Nice touch. And have you still got the photos?
Oh, God, in the loft somewhere. They're not on show, let's put it that way.
Have you not got them on the wall or mantelpiece, no?
Funnily enough, no.
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 Was that a present, can I ask, or did you actually do it yourself?
Well, I went to do it because I thought I'd be a nice present for my husband, but actually I didn't want to get divorced, so I didn't give them to him.
Did you even show them to him?
No.
God, are they that bad? Please, can you send them to us?
Yeah, I will.
Would you, please?
Yeah.
And that goes for anyone else that's had... Maybe we could have, like, what you normally look like and then what you look like after you've had your makeover. If you could send me photos, I would absolutely love that. We'll do gallery.
You might not spot the difference.
Well,
Jane,
I'm sure we probably will. Right, so please send them in.
All right.
You can email them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or send them, please send them if you've had one of these done. I love this so much. To Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ. I need a picture of you, like, when you look normal as well, so we can tell the difference. Love you, Jane.
Love you.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So one of my mates thinks that I should get my mum for Christmas one of those makeovers where you have to go to a photographic studio with a man who tells you to put on normally some kind of unpleasant clothing from
the
70s.
Pop your top over
there. Pop your top over there, love. And then they kind of take some photos of you pouting in soft focus with a rubbish haircut and you look like you're off the 70s. I'm not so sure it's a good idea. Good and bad stories are coming in. Hello.
Hello, Scott. It's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Where are you?
Wales.
Okay. She really doesn't want us
She's
to know.
She's trying to remain anonymous.
What the hell is she going to tell us now?
I know.
Wales?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and?
My sister-in-law had one done a couple of years ago.
Makeover?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was hilariously bad.
Talk me through it, please.
Well, they troweled the makeup on like you've never seen before in your life.
Yeah.
And she had this feather boa around her shoulders and it was all soft focus.
Right, when has anyone ever looked good in a feather boa?
Well, she didn't.
And
she definitely didn't.
Did you buy this for her?
No. No, she did it herself.
Where did she put the picture?
On the living room wall.
Oh, my God.
It took me all my time not to die laughing every time I saw it.
And it's still there now?
No. I don't know where it's gone.
No. Oh. She burned it.
Yeah, hopefully.
I love that. So you never had one done?
No, God no. Why would I want to look like that?
And did you have to pretend that you liked it every time you went round?
Yeah, you have to do the, oh, yes, it's lovely.
Oh, you look lovely. Yeah.
Nobody could carry a feather boa off like you.
No, yeah, well, it aged for about 40 years as well. It just wasn't good. Don't get your mum one done.
I know. Really? Okay.
Really,
Charlotte's put on saying she looked like a fat transvestite. yeah. Laura in Belfast, her friend had that done. They made her dress up in a cat suit with a whip. I don't want that for my mum at Christmas.
I do.
Please, I'm begging you. I love this so much. Not you.
What, you want me to buy it for your mum with to get photographed in a cat suit and whip?
No, I'm begging you. If you have one of these done and you think it's horrible, send me a before and after the makeover shot, please. Send them by email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or send them in by post. I'm prepared to wait. Scott Mills, Radio 1, London W1N4DJ.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, lots of people have them. Automated phone lines at companies which work on voice recognition. You say you want to speak to a certain person, it recognises it and puts you through to that person. Chris Moyles does this a lot with the BBC one, doesn't he? Only the BBC one generally will get you through 90% of the time to who you want to speak to.
Exactly.
It will recognise it.
And if it doesn't, it tends to pick out a very similar name.
Now, this one in America, which was sent to us by one of our listeners, has to phone this company quite a lot, doesn't recognise any of them at all. It just spurts out random names at you. Have a listen.
Welcome. You have reached our voice-activated auto-attendant. Please say the first and last name of the person or department you wish to reach.
Who do I want to reach? Mark Chapman. Oh.
Do you wish to talk to Margie Bino?
No, nothing like it.
Sorry, I had trouble with that. Please say the first and last name of the person or department you wish to reach.
Do a department.
All right. Lingerie.
Do you wish to talk to Robin Rush?
What?
What? No, you idiot.
Please say the first and last name of the person or department you wish to reach.
Haberdashery.
Do you wish to talk to Mark Freeman?
Maybe.
Was that a yes?
I said maybe. Perhaps.
Sorry, I had trouble with that. Please say the first and last name of the person or department you wish to reach.
Sigourney Beaver.
Do you wish to talk to Mary Black?
I've done nothing like it.
Thank you. Transferring your call
to
Mary Black.
No, don't. Hang up. And again.
Welcome. You have reached our voice-activated auto-attendant. Please say the first and last name of the person or department you wish to reach.
Someone with a really big nose.
Sorry, I had trouble with that. Please say the first and last name of the person or department you wish to reach.
Big nose.
Big nose.
Do you wish to talk to Bruce Hall?
Does he have a big nose?
No, his nose isn't big enough. Someone with a bigger nose, please.
Thank you. Transferring your call to Marnie Jones.
Hang up! Try once more. Right, let's try once more.
Welcome. You have reached our voice-activated auto-attendant. Please say the first and last name of the person or department you wish to reach.
The person in the office that cops off with everybody.
Sorry, I had trouble with that.
Please say the first and last name of the person or department you wish to reach.
Louder.
The one who has it off with everybody. Puts it about.
Do you wish to talk to Lisa Kaufman?
That's the one.
No, I don't know. Lisa, no, not.
Oh, is it not?
No, she's not.
Sorry, would that be Karen Waugh?
Yeah, do you think she's hot, Karen
Waugh? They work as a team.
Sorry, unless I misunderstood you, I can't find a match for your request.
Oh, obviously there's
Please say the first and last name of
there's
the
no hot people working there.
You wish to reach.
Someone who slept their way to the top of the company, please.
Thank you. Transferring your call to Bonnie McKay.
I love that phone system. Apparently someone says, well, you should have done it in an American accent. Oh, yeah, sorry, me bad.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Somebody at unofficialmills.co.uk has just found the ideal gift for my mum. I don't have to get her a makeover now.
Really?
I've sorted it for Christmas. You can get this at one of the high street stores.
Now, hang on, are you sure you want this from them?
It's not from them, it's available at a big, big shop.
Okay.
Which they have in most towns and cities.
What is it?
That one. That's right, it's a double-decker bus driving lesson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you
spend
like that?
45 minutes at the wheel of a double-decker bus, manoeuvring into coned garages, pulling out of T-junctions, and circumnavigating roundabouts.
Well, hang on, without any training?
Up to 73 seats for your friends and family to join you. How good is that?
What, do you pick up passengers?
I don't know. But you actually control a double-decker bus. My mum would love bus driving
On the
lessons.
Road?
On the road, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's weather dependent. Minimum age 17. Yeah. Only available on selected weekdays and weekends.
The one that doesn't speed things, his bus driver this morning had got that. There's a present.
Do you think?
Yeah, that's what he thinks.
He's probably using it up from last year, because you have to use them up under a certain amount of time. Normally by November you have to use them up. Right. So watch out, everybody, if you're getting a bus home tonight. They've probably just got a double-decker bus driving lesson.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Trying to get hold of Sarah in London, who's got an amazing story about when she calls up these voice recognition systems with her boyfriend when he tries to do it, because he can't. I'll try and get her on in a minute. Answer the phone, Sarah.
Sounds amazing. That's...
Well, no, it's better than I described it.
She's going to tell it better, is she?
It's better than I described it there, to be fair.
Sorry, unless I misunderstood you, I can't find a match for your request.
Oh, obviously there's
no... Please say the first and last name of
the... There's no hot people working there.
...you wish to reach.
Someone who slept their way to the top of the company, please.
Thank you. Transferring your call to Bonnie McKay.
A lot of people are saying as well that they also have experienced a lot of rubbish automated voice systems as well. And Lisa says, well, actually, there's quite a few people saying, try this one and send you the numbers in as well, because they don't recognise any names. Thanks for those. We might try them out soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I just spoke to Sarah in London. Do you want the amazing story?
Yeah, go on then.
Because she couldn't come on air and tell it herself. Basically, her boyfriend, when he calls up these voice recognition systems, like when they try and book to go for a film to see what film's on, or try and find out a train time,
right?
They don't understand him because his voice is too deep.
What?
Yeah. I presume that like normal humans can't hear it or something. So because his voice is so deep, the phone system gets really confused. Seriously, how deep can it be?
Is that as deep as you go? You know, you're talking about makeovers.
Yeah.
And people have been sending in your photos.
I've got
and
so
stuff
many
of their makeovers.
Please send in more. If you've had one of these makeovers done, send the before picture of you and the after picture of you to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. They are truly amazing.
This isn't fair of mine, because the one that doesn't speak isn't telling me whether some of them are before or after. Right. He's trying to make me look stupid. Anyhow, let me that must be an after one. That's dreadful.
Is that after?
She's got a feather boa covering one of her chins.
If she's wearing a feather boa, it's fair to say that it's probably after.
Anyhow, right, tell me if you think this is from somebody who actually went to have these photos done, or whether it's from a photographic studio trying to get some free advertising.
Is this
right?
An email?
Yeah, it's a text.
Okay.
Hi, guys. My friend and I had a makeover and shoot at somewhere in Manchester. Was really apprehensive at first, but it was a great day. Very, very modern studio, professional makeup artists and hairstylists, really funky creative pictures, high definition and colourful, none of that soft focus rubbish, and the pictures look like me. Go to on Google to find out more.
And it says the name of a photographic studio.
Yeah, so I don't know. Do you think that's a listener, or do you think that's somebody trying to get some advertising?
I think a listener.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now at 5:33, why not play along at home as we play our guessing game daily quiz.
Oh, what's occurring?
And today we welcome, in the place of Becky, Radio 1's Hugh Stevens.
Oh, what's occurring?
See?
Have you been preferred Welsh practicing person for this, have you?
All my life.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this, Hugh.
It's a pleasure.
Now, you know what happens. We've got three situations. You just tell us what happened next, OK? Here's your first situation for Tuesday.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the news?
Oh, yeah.
On the telly?
It's exciting these days, yeah.
Mm. Who's your favourite newsreader?
Ooh, I get a lot of posts to Radio 1 saying to the attention of Hugh Edwards, the newsreader, so I'll go for him.
Yeah, keeping it Welsh.
Well, I'll go for either Kate Silverton or Julie Etchingham, who does news at 10, I think, with Trevor McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of rescues Trevor McDonald every night. Mm. So one of those two, I think.
Okay. Have you ever thought, when you watch the news, I'd like to have it off with them?
With those two, yeah.
With those two.
Hugh?
Morris Stewart.
Mm.
Old school newsreader.
Old school newsreader.
The older woman.
Oh, yeah. Here's my question to you. Who is Britain's sexiest newsreader?
Oh.
I have asked 12 people on the streets of the United Kingdom.
12.
12 people. Don't question me. 12 people. Who is the sexiest newsreader?
Right.
And? Who do they say?
Who did they say? Oh, dear. Do you want to go first?
All right, I will say... Oh, my word. Out of all of them,
yeah.
I'm going to say... Kate Silverton.
Kate Silverton.
Mm.
Quite hot.
Yeah. She's been on this show, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She was hot then.
What do you think, Hugh?
I'm going to go for Hugh Edwards.
Hugh Edwards?
Silver Fox.
Quite a stud muffin.
He's quite dashing, isn't he?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked the people of Great Britain, who is Britain's sexiest newsreader?
Tasha Kaplinsky is the sexiest newsreader.
And why do you think that?
She's great at dancing.
Who do you think is the sexiest newsreader?
Moira Stewart.
Yeah? And why do you like Moira?
It's her hair. Her hair does it for me.
I like Natasha Kaplinsky. What do you like about her? She's got nice big lips. Yeah, it'd be nice.
Sexiest newsreader. Ah, the girl from Newsround. That girl from, I don't know her name, man. She's fit, man.
I like Natasha on Five.
Can I say it? I like Natasha.
Moira Stewart. She has a sexy voice.
I definitely think Hugh Edwards is the sexiest newsreader. Closely followed by Peter Sissons. Yeah. Smouldering.
Natasha Kaplinsky, just because she's gorgeous.
Peter Sissons is quite a smooth character, isn't he?
Natasha Kaplinsky.
And why do you like Natasha?
She's got that look in her eye.
Natasha Kaplinsky, because she is just actually quite hot.
He's got to be done.
I would actually say that attractive-wise, it would either be Natasha Kaplinsky or Fiona Bruce, I've got to be honest. And if I had to pick a guy, probably Christian Guru Murphy.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fair dues
to that.
So it was none for mine.
Someone said Peter Sissons.
Two people said Peter Sissons.
Right. Yeah. See, personally, I don't like my newsreaders looking as if they just stopped in to read the news on the way on a night out.
Right, can we talk about this? I was watching BBC News 24... Well, no, it's called BBC News now, isn't it?
Right.
The other day. It was like I think it was Saturday afternoon. Mm. And Peter Sissons was on, and he was like, the time is... 3:33.
That's what you want. You want your news serious, do you know what I mean?
Then he was on BBC One, he perked up a bit.
Did he put the effort in when he was on the main channel?
He'll be dancing soon.
So you said Hugh Edwards.
I did, yeah. I think I got one, didn't I?
You got one.
I got none.
You got none. So Hugh wins. What a surprise.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, we should let Hugh Edwards know that he got a vote. They've put a spring in his step ahead of the American election coverage tonight.
Obviously. And Natasha. I might email him in a minute. I will do that.
Because Natasha was the most popular, yeah?
Oh, yeah, sorry, she was. That was clear, I think.
Sorry, yeah, I know, but you didn't say it. I'm just trying to help you. Right.
You know Simon Cowell?
He's not a newsreader.
No, but you know him.
Yeah.
This is the next one we're on.
Oh,
now.
All right, okay.
Do you think
it's quite hard to follow with this?
Do you think he's going a little bit mad?
Yes. Do I get a point?
No. Now, not last week just gone's X Factor. The week before, he kept asking himself questions and then answering them.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
He does it quite a lot, if you notice. But in not last Saturday's X Factor, the one before. How many questions did Simon Cowell ask himself?
Ooh, I'll go for... I reckon Cowell asked himself 5 questions.
5.
Shabbos. I'm going to go for 9.
9 questions Simon Cowell asked himself?
Yeah, it's a long old show at the moment with so many contestants. It's on for about 2 hours, isn't
it? Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Is Simon Cowell questioning himself on X Factor?
Was it as good as last week?
No.
Are you still one of the best singers?
Absolutely, yes. Is it my favourite version of that song? No. Is it better than last week? Arguably a little bit.
Oh, 4.
4.
Go on.
Do I win that one?
Yeah, you do.
It's because they've got nothing. I guess if you're a judge, you've got to make up things to say all the time, haven't you?
Yeah, but there are another 3 of them. Surely you could have a conversation with them.
Can I remember any of the names of the X Factor contestants this year?
No.
Do I fancy the Spanish one? Just maybe a bit. Hello? That doesn't work.
Is he thinking about it?
He's thinking about it.
Cowell? Simon?
No.
It does.
Right, that was Simon.
Have you broken something
over
there?
Yeah, breaking it, sorry. It's not working at all. So, anyway, Hugh wins again. Yay! Next situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Mini-Me off Austin Powers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had him in yesterday.
I heard. Amazing. I heard about this, yeah.
It's quite small. Even smaller in real life, but then celebrities normally are. But he's tiny.
Right. Okay.
And, obviously, his clothes are also small. How heavy do you think Mini-Me's pants are in grams?
Goodness. Mini-Me's pants?
What?
Have you been weighing them?
Maybe.
Now, hang on. Can I ask a question about this first? Huh. How did you get Mini-Me's pants off him?
Well, you'll find out in a minute.
Oh, OK.
I'm rubbish with measurements.
In grams, please. How many grams did Mini-Me's pants weigh?
Oh, dear. I'll go for... I'm really rubbish with maths and measurements, so... 40?
40?
Grams? Is that a lot or is that not a lot?
I don't know. Is he in them?
No.
Right.
Is he in them?
100.
100?
I don't know how much pants are meant to weigh.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
In grams, here's how much Mini-Me's pants weigh, and here's how I got to that. Would you mind, Vern, if I weighed your underwear?
No. Sure? If you could get into it, I don't think you can.
Well, no, what you can do is, if you just... You see that screen over there?
Yeah.
Right, if you could just step behind that screen, okay? And then do whatever you know. And then if I'm allowed to take them, would that be okay? I'm just going to take them away for a while.
You're going to sell them on eBay, what?
Well, no.
Okay,
I'm not going to sell them. It's just for our game that we do called What's Occurring. So if you could just step behind that screen.
Okay.
You right behind there?
Yeah.
Well, be very careful with them, don't worry.
You can give them to Becky.
Yeah, she would like that. Maybe afterwards. Just throw your pants over the top.
Cool.
Oh, they're nice.
No, I thought you'd like
they're
it.
Nice, okay. I'm okay to take these.
Yeah, just bring them back clean. Right. Okay.
So then...
Okay, I'm in what we call a posh deli, I believe. Excuse me, hi. I've got some things here which I would like to weigh. Can I use your machine?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You know Mini-Me off Austin Powers?
Yes.
You know him?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the one with the air, puts his finger in his mouth. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Well, these are his pants.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I just managed to get them off him. So, is that all right? Do you want me to put them in the bag or should I just put them on?
How about you want to put them there?
You don't want them on the scales.
No, it's better in the bag, yeah.
Better in the bag.
Okay. It's 156 grams.
Mini-Me's pants weigh 156 grams.
Wow.
Is that a lot? I think it is.
Were they his trousers pants or his underwear pants?
Underwear.
Right.
And you put them on a set of scales in a deli?
Yeah, just the one down the road. They didn't mind. I put them in a bag first.
Oh, I'll give that a miss for a while.
You know the one I mean, though, don't you?
Yeah.
So you said 100, so you're nearest, aren't
well
you?
Well worked out.
But Hugh still wins because he's got two before, so there.
So there.
And we all now found out how heavy Mini-Me pants are.
Could you weigh your pants just so we can compare?
Well, I don't have the scales here now, do I?
Well, why don't you... Tomorrow, can you do your pants? Just so we can compare.
If you really want that.
Again, I won't go to the deli for a few days.
Okay. So Hugh wins today's... Oh, what's the care in? Hooray! Thanks very much, Hugh.
Very pleased.
Thank you, chappers.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh!
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, there's a bit of controversy now going on about, what's occurring earlier. It's all going off on the text. About Mini-Me's pants.
Yeah.
Right? People are saying that, we got to 156 grams, the pants were. People are saying, well, you should have weighed the bag first and taken that away from the weight.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. Just to explain what happened.
The bag wasn't heavy.
So you had Mini-Me in the studio, yeah? You got him behind a screen
yeah.
to strip.
Well, just to take his pants off, yeah?
Yeah, I know, but, well, he's going to have to...
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
No, I'm not saying you did.
All right.
So then he gave you his pants.
Yeah.
Which you put in a bag.
Yes.
Took to the local deli.
Yeah, the one just down there.
And weighed.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Some people wanted to know the name of this deli so they can go in and weigh their own pants. I probably shouldn't.
I think they
want
to know the name of the deli so they could avoid going there for a couple of days till everything's been wiped down. So they use their scales to weigh people's pants.
Now people are questioning that the largeness of and the weight of the pants. Ed's been on saying that is impossible. 28 grams is an ounce. That means Minnie-Me's pants weigh 5 ounces. That's the same as a baby at 15 weeks. Sarah's been on. She just weighed her son's pants, who's age 4. They were 25 grams. Now imagine, Minnie-Me's pants are pretty much the same size as her 4-year-old son, wouldn't you think? She says, OMG, what star wears pants?
I'm really confused.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Ben.
Where are you, Ben?
I'm in Nuneaton.
What's going on?
Well, I've just weighed my pants and I got to 96 grams, so I'm starting to think now with other people weighing theirs that mine might be quite big.
Yeah.
Did you have scales to hand?
Yeah. Well, I cheated, actually. I got the ones off the radiator and I ran downstairs and I put them on my kitchen scales.
Okay, right.
Okay, but they are your pants.
They're mine, yeah, but I didn't think if other people have weighed theirs and they're 25, then mine must be quite large.
That was a 4-year-old.
Oh, well, yeah.
Are you a big lad?
No, just normal medium size.
Minnie-Me's pants are at 60-odd grams more than yours.
Right, yeah. Certainly very large.
Oh, how can that be?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought for Minnie-Me, you see, so...
He's got unfeasibly heavy pants.
Or you had an unfeasibly heavy bag.
The bag was not heavy. One that doesn't speak, back me up. Was the bag heavy? It was a small, like a little carrier bag. Doesn't weigh a thing. Right, we need to maybe recount this. Oh, does that mean I have to go back to the deli tomorrow?
With the bag?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, you do.
I can't show my face in there again. Anyway, thanks, Ben Pants.
All right, thanks. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. The bloke you said about the baby.
Yeah.
That he's talking about... babies normally come out about eight... between sort of 6 and 9 pounds.
Oh, I'm really confused now.
So a 15-week-old baby would be, like, quite big.
Look, at the end of the day, Minnie's pants weigh more than most blokes in the country, and he's, like, a lot smaller than them.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.